Montana Talks, where you get the mic. Call in now at 406-294-0970. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, Danica is going to join us later on in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. Danica from the Roadhouse Diner in Great Falls. I was reaching out to Tara Beam. She is the awesome, her and her husband are the awesome owners of the Roadhouse Diner in Great Falls. We, you know, did a great event from there about 1 year ago following the fusion fights in Missoula. We got to have a burger with King Kai Stewart, the bare knuckle fight champ out of Great Falls. But yeah, I wasn't sure if it was the Justin Bieber, the pop music star Justin Bieber, or the kid from Fairview, Montana, Justin Bieber, who Tim and Savage tells me, I guess, graduated back in 2014. I was like, which Justin Bieber is it? Yeah, apparently it was the pop music star Justin Bieber who just visited the legendary Great Falls Burger Joint. We've got the story on our Montana Talks website. Danica was there for the Biebs. And she's going to join us later on in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. So, yeah, got to have a little bit of fun around here, too. Can't just cover all the serious stuff all the time. But there were a couple of stories I was going to save. I was going to try and save for the 9 o'clock hour of the show. But what the heck? Let's just jump right into it here in the 8 o'clock hour of the program here, the extra hour of Montana Talks. For those of you in Great Falls and Kalispell in particular, the census, you know, we typically do the census every 10 years. And then following the census, that's what then leads a lot of these states to undergo a redistricting process where they redraw the legislative district lines, where they redraw the congressional district lines. Now, for a few decades, it didn't really matter how we drew the lines for congressional redistricting here in Montana, because there was no line. It was, we had one seat and that was it. States like California and New York and the blue states, they had all sorts of seats. Well, Donald Trump, apparently, President Trump is now talking about ordering a new census to make up for the flawed census that was conducted or at least used by the Biden regime, basically. And so he's talking about doing a new census. And anyway, it's leading to some interesting dialogue back and forth. All, of course, now as Texas is undergoing their redistricting right now as we speak. So it, which is, you know, leading to this huge battle in the national news where the Texas Democrats have now fled the state and are hiding out, you know, in Illinois and refusing to do their jobs and show up for work. It's kind of their desperate attempt to block Texas Republicans from undergoing redistricting. Democrats are afraid that it would lead to five more Republican seats in Congress. But I threw this question out on the Montana Politics hashtag earlier this morning. I said, so what would happen if we had a new census? Would there be an impact on redistricting in Montana? Anyway, I got a great response from the legendary Montana pollster, Evan Wilson. I'll share that with you. Plus what Sean Davis, Katie Pavlich, and some other prominent conservative voices are saying about this very topic. We'll start there right after this, right here with Montana Talks.
It's August 7th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Lighthouse Day. The structures represent a piece of history, giving comfort to travelers for centuries, guiding them to shore. The oldest existing lighthouse in America is Sandy Hook, New Jersey, 1764, and it's still in operation today. On this day in 1782, General George Washington, the commander-in-chief of the Continental Army, creates the Purple Heart to be given to soldiers for any singularly meritorious action. President George H.W. Bush orders the organization of Operation Desert Shield in 1990 in response to Iraq's invasion of Kuwait 5 days earlier. Born on this day in 1975, Academy Award winner Charlize Theron. Hockey great Sidney Crosby in 1987. One of baseball's best hitters, Mike Trout, in 1991. Dying on this day in 2000, Mary Trump. She had five children, including Donald, who was the 45th president of the United States. I'm CJ Papa. That's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. A lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Did your... Tackling the issues that shape our state. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, so the Western Word is basically a liberal blog in Great Falls. If you read the political commentary, that's basically what it is. But anyway, President Trump shared this, I think earlier this morning on True Social. Our Rapid Response 47 shared it a couple hours ago, it looks like. President Trump says this: I have instructed our Department of Commerce to immediately begin work on a new and highly accurate census based on modern-day facts and figures, and importantly, using the results and information gained from the presidential election of 2024. President Trump added this: people who are in our country illegally will not be counted in the census. Thank you for your attention to this matter. And anyway, the liberal blog, The Western Word, shared that on the Montana Politics hashtag and said, ridiculous. Now, of course, I know that the liberal blogger was calling President Trump's comments ridiculous, but instead I had to play along and say, you're right. It is ridiculous that illegal aliens were counted in the census. So what would happen if we had a new census? What would the impact be on redistricting here in Montana? And that's where our friend Evan Wilson, who is this legendary Montana pollster, he's the son of the late Dr. Craig Wilson from MSU Billings, who was a longtime pollster and political scientist there. But Evan says this. He says, Aaron, I can't even begin to tell you the math shifts alone across the West, you know, look at booming states like Idaho, Montana, etc. And if some of these Western states get jumps in congressional seats, what would the biggest shift be? Our congressional delegations would have more partners to solve uniquely Western issues. Yeah, the Western states have been booming. The red states have been booming. So that's why the Democrats do not want to see more redistricting. They do not want to see an accurate census. That's exactly why they want to count illegal aliens, which is not what our founders intended when they drafted the Constitution, by the way, as the Heritage Foundation has pointed out. Democrats not only want to jam illegal aliens into this country in hopes of future voters, but they also want to count illegal aliens in census counts so that they can get more power in Congress. This is what Katie Pavlich had to say on The Five yesterday on Fox News.
Commander the bejesus out of these maps and just destroy Democrat representation where we can.
Yeah.
And it's just, we're in a war now. We're in a war, they screwed around, and now they're about to find out.
They wrote the rules, their rules, right? California Republicans are 40% of the vote share, and yet they have only 17% of the congressional seats. I think in Massachusetts, it's 35% of statewide vote. They have zero seats in Massachusetts. Maryland is very similar in terms of those numbers, but of course, congressional districting also comes down to the census, which did not count properly in the last census, and also counts illegal immigrants for representation in Washington, even though they legally cannot vote. So I say that they should redo the census, get an accurate vote, and not count illegal immigrants for accurate representation of American voters in every state throughout the country.
Oh, is that why Democrats like the migrants? Because it helps them reapportion their votes?
It does make you wonder why they're being so hyperbolic about the situation right now. I mean,
yeah, very interesting. Look at how close the margin is in the U.S. House of Representatives right now. Look at the way Democrats in Montana gerrymandered the Western Congressional District. Remember when the Montana Democrats tried to call Columbia Falls Eastern Montana? Somebody had posted that on X the other day in the middle of this Texas story. Nancy, in Roundup, what's your thoughts on the census and more? Okay, I guess she's not there. All right. That might be her calling. Oh, she's on another phone. Oh, she's not on the phone line. Okay, all right. All right, trouble with buttons today, it sounds like. Okay. All right, well, I'm just going to keep rolling here then. Yeah, I wanted to try to get to the phone lines here. 294-0970, Sean Davis. Sean Davis, who's with The Federalist, shared that Katie Pavlich clip on X. Because Democrats are saying, oh, well, they can't do redistricting whenever they want. They can't. You know, they have to wait. They have to do this every 10 years. Sean Davis said this, the Constitution requires a full census every 10 years. It never prohibits more frequent censuses. And because the most recent census was obviously rigged, a new and accurate census should absolutely be ordered. And essentially, that's what President Trump just posted on Truth Social earlier this morning. That he is going to do. All right, about a minute or so before the break, Nancy and Roundup, you're there. Thanks for calling back in.
Yeah, pushing the wrong buttons today, guys.
That'll happen.
You're right. I mean, Trump's spot on. I mean, it's about time that we've looked at the census, and sure, that's why the Biden administration allowed 21 million plus 1.5 getaways to enter our country illegally. That's redistricting right there. We all know this. I mean, I'm so happy that this is happening. And I tell you, it's helping us all the way around. And deportations are on the rise, and it's just excellent. You know, I just read where only 16.2% of all the illegal aliens' earnings are going back into Mexico now. Before, it was almost 100%. There you go. So more of the money is being kept here in our country and spent here. So go for it, Trump. I'm telling you, we're on it. You can't lose with Trump. We're on a winning streak.
I'll tell you what, he really is. He is up there with the greatest presidents in American history with everything he is doing for this country. Yeah, great, great call, Nancy. Great to hear from you. Now, unless we fix our Montana Supreme Court, I don't know how we truly fix our redistricting process here in Montana. Hey, maybe a ballot initiative that could fix the redistricting process to get the court out of it altogether. Maybe that's a thought.
Fox Sports Update.
High fly ball set field. With a double, now they're going to say it did clear the fence and it went out of the park for a home run. And Soto ends the big rigs bid for a no-hitter with a solo homer in the bottom of the ninth.
On Cleveland Guardians TV, with one out in the ninth inning Wednesday at Citi Field, Juan Soto hit a home run for the Mets. It ended Gavin Williams' attempt at a no-hitter. The Guardians still won the game 4-1. The Mets, who have lost four games in a row, did not lose any ground in the standings, still 2.5 games behind the NL East leading Phillies, whose three-game win streak was snapped, beaten Wednesday at Baltimore 5-1. The American League best Toronto Blue Jays hit five home runs at Coors Field in Denver and destroyed the Rockies 20-1. Toronto set a modern era record for the most hits by one team in any three-game series in the 20th or 21st centuries. The Blue Jays finished with 63 hits in three games against the Rockies, including 45 runs, 13 home runs, two hit yesterday by Toronto's Davis Schneider. Blue Jays lead the Red Sox by four games atop the AL East. Boston's win streak ended at seven games. The Red Sox lost to the Royals 7-3. The Yankees ended a five-game losing streak with a 3-2 win over the Rangers. AL Central leading Tigers lost 9-4 to the Twins. Detroit's lead over Cleveland now six games. The Mariners scored an 8-6 win against the White Sox. Combined with the Astros' 6-4 loss to the Marlins, Seattle moved within two games of first place in the AL West. The Brewers kept a four-game lead over the Cubs atop the NL Central. Milwaukee won its sixth game in a row, 5-4 against the Braves. The Cubs beat the Reds 6-1. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Hi, Mom. talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, great. Our guest isn't on. I was thinking we had a guest coming on right now, but our guest isn't on until about 8:40. So, we got phone lines open for you, 406-294-0970. The topic that we're going to be covering with our 8:40 guest, and then the rest of the time we just got phone lines open covering the big stories of the day here. Bye-bye college. Is blue collar the new path for Gen Z? We got a guest to join us to talk about that story. Plus, I think we racked up some audio from Mike Rowe that I didn't get to yesterday on the show. Maybe I can throw that in on that part of the conversation as well. Yeah, those are the jobs that AI ain't taking. We're talking about electrician jobs. We're talking about plumbing jobs. I mean, finding a good plumber is so important, right? Hey, I'll tell you what, speaking of plumbers, before I get back to what Nancy had to say there before the break, speaking of plumbers, have you guys seen these tankless water heaters? Or have you ever had a tankless water heater in a home? Maybe you were, you know, Airbnb in a place and you were like, wow, the water never went cold. The whole family took showers at pert near the exact same time, and the water was hot for everybody's shower. So we've actually got one of these tankless water heaters now. And, man, it's amazing because so a few months ago we had, our oldest son graduated high school, so we had a bunch of family staying over. And so now on top of the family of five that all decides to take a shower at the exact same time before church, right? You know, you get in this situation too. Then we had extra visitors at the house. So we really had to space out the showers. Well, now that we've got one of these tankless water heaters, the water is always hot. It's incredible. It's like a whole new world when you've got a family of five plus and visitors, you name it. Well, I'll tell you what, if you are in the Bridger, Red Lodge, Columbus, Billings area, you got to get a hold of our friends at High Caliber Plumbing, and they can get you one of these because they specialize in energy efficient solutions, including Rinnai tankless water heaters. Heats water on demand, and it also reduces your energy costs, you know, so that's a pretty cool deal. And then they also do this, radiant floor heating. I was at a friend's cabin, and they had heated floors in the bathroom, you know, when you're getting out of the lake and, you know, and it's starting to get a little chilly out there. And then you walk in to change, and it's like, the floors are heated. This is incredible. Yeah, so check out highcaliberplumbing.com. Highcaliberplumbing.com. Veteran-owned, family-owned business. Ron Gunn is the owner. His wife, Kim, manages everything. And his two sons, Matt and David, work for the company as plumbers as well. Boy, those plumbers are so important. Those plumbing jobs are so important. Let's see. Okay, real quick here before I get to our next caller on the phone lines here. Yeah. Nancy in Roundup, we were talking, I kind of threw it out there before we went to the commercial break. She was just talking about just the incredible work that Donald J. Trump is doing on a continued basis here as we were talking about the census. And I threw it out there that he really is up there in line with the greatest American presidents in history. Newt Gingrich, basically former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, who is a historian and a history professor, basically said that exact same thing on Jesse Waters' program last night. And he said it before, but here's what he said with Jesse Waters last night.
Well, I mean, maybe you go back to Franklin Roosevelt in 33, 34, 35, when the Republicans were literally collapsing, going from being a party that had dominated for over 60 years to a party that became really a tiny minority. And you're seeing that happen now. I thought when the senator from Massachusetts went down to endorse Mamdani as the future of the Democratic Party, if you're a Republican, I mean, this is like Christmas every single day. Mm-hmm. There's another gift that comes in over the transom. And you just can't imagine that these people are so out of touch with everyday normal Americans that I think it's astonishing.
Yeah, communism is not the future of anything. It should be buried in the past.
All right, let me fast forward there. What Speaker Gingrich was responding to there was Jesse Waters led into it by pointing out how, you know, Donald Trump, a Republican president, got the support of the Teamsters Union. Donald Trump, a Republican president, is bringing back American manufacturing that the Democrats had basically written off as dead. And by the way, if you didn't see it in the news this week, you know, Kamala Harris apparently has a book out. And I don't expect a lot of bookstores, by the way, to be unburdened by that book too quickly. But apparently Kamala Harris, the Teamsters Union president, is now coming out and saying how Kamala Harris and her campaign tried to pressure the Teamsters into supporting her, tried to force the Teamsters into endorsing Kamala for president, and how, you know, the Teamsters Union wasn't having any of that BS. And so they pushed back. But here's another thing. You know, Jesse Waters was talking about this huge news from Apple. Apple is now making a big investment here in American manufacturing for their, you know, their Apple products. And then here you go again, Speaker Gingrich talking about what a force Donald J. Trump is.
No, I think what's changing everything is that you have this rock standing in the middle of history called Donald J. Trump. And he's saying, you want to do it my way or you want to be crushed? I prefer you do it my way, but, you know, if you have to be crushed, it's okay. And so rational people like Tim Cook are going, oh, gee, do I want to do it the way the president wants, or would I like to be crushed? And they go, you know, I've always wanted to be part of the team. And you're seeing this happen not just in the United States, but you're seeing it happen all around the world. I mean, the Saudis show up and say, could we buy $400 billion of Boeing airplanes? And by the way, could we also invest $400 billion in the United States to create new jobs? And Trump graciously says, that'd be fine.
All right. Yeah. Speaking of President Trump, here he is talking about Apple's major investment in America.
And we're pleased to welcome to the White House one of the great and most esteemed business leaders and geniuses and innovators anywhere in the world, Apple CEO Tim Cook. Amazing job. Thanks as well to Secretary of the Treasury Scott Bessent and Secretary of Commerce Howard Lutnick for being here, wherever you may be. Oh, there you are. Hello, fellas. I missed you. Today, Apple is announcing that it will invest $600 billion. That's with a B. In the United States over the next 4 years. That's $100 billion more than they were originally going to invest. And this is the largest investment Apple has ever made in America and anywhere else. And it's just an honor to have you. As you know, Apple's been an investor in other countries a little bit. I won't say which ones, but a couple. And they're coming home. $600 billion. It's the biggest there is.
All right. Let's go back into the phone lines. 406-294-0970. Frank in Evergreen, listening to KJJR. Frank, what's on your mind? Good to hear from you.
Hi, Aaron. Yeah. Last night's news on ABC and NBC, it was very, you know, anybody could look it up, but most of the news articles were straight from TikTok. I mean, it's obvious. They're going after commie money to write the stories and, you know, all the fake news. I mean, each company's gone down the tubes real bad.
What were the stories that made you think they were going straight to TikTok or, you know, promoting?
Oh, gosh. Every one that I was cutting news, especially ones that were trying to knock our FBI and everything like that. It was just, people that were whistleblowers and stuff, and issues over there in Boston and New York, and it's all TikTok.
Well, which is no surprise, because doesn't NBC have a huge deal with the communist Chinese? What is it? Who's the owner of it? Is it Comcast? Am I remembering it right? But I know that NBC, you know, is very dependent on the communist Chinese. So TikTok owned by the communist Chinese, no big surprise if NBC would be used by the communist Chinese with their propaganda, which is what their news has unfortunately become. All right, Frank, great to hear from you. Thanks for the call. 406-294-0970 is the number for you as well. Speaking of President Trump, here's a fun one for you. So you guys remember the meltdown that Stephen Colbert had and continues to have since his late show has been canceled. This comes via the Trump War Room on X. Yeah, apparently President Trump, I haven't heard this audio yet, but apparently President Trump just tore into every single one of these lame late night hosts.
Colbert has no talent. I mean, I could take anybody here. I could go outside in the beautiful streets and pick a couple of people that do just as well or better. They get higher ratings than he did. He's got no talent. Fallon has no talent. Kimmel has no talent. They're next. They're going to be going. I hear they're going to be going. I don't know, but I would imagine because they'd get, you know, Colbert has better ratings than Kimmel or Fallon. You know that. Howard Stern is the name I haven't heard. I used to do a show. We used to have fun. But I haven't heard that name in a long time. What happened? He got terminated?
Yeah, they're going to separate ways because I think what they're offering salary-wise is real low from what he's getting.
You know when he went down?
Whenever he won.
You know when he went down? No, before, when he endorsed Hillary Clinton, he lost his audience. People said, give me a break. He went down when he endorsed Hillary Clinton.
Well, and then the final nail in Howard Stern's coffin was all the COVID shots he got. You know, just jab, 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 nail in the coffin, nail in the coffin, nail in the coffin. Yeah, that's right. You know, you never hear of Howard Stern anymore at all. Like, so many of these late night hosts, if they didn't get broke by Hillary in the election of Trump, they got broke by COVID-19. They just went crazy. I mean, the Stephen Colbert, they had him dancing with all these dancers dressed up like COVID shots as he was just pushing the jab. Again, jab in the arm, nail in the coffin. Jab in the arm, nail in the coffin. All right, the importance of blue-collar jobs. Bye-bye college. Is blue-collar the new path for Generation Z? Our guest coming up right after this. Apparently, he's the largest blue-collar influencer on social media, apparently. Even more than Mike Rowe? I don't know. Mike Rowe, man, he's the man.
Mike. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. Oh, good. Let's sneak on a caller here first, and then we'll get to our guest talking about blue-collar jobs. Is blue-collar the new path for Generation Z? We're going to get to Roger Wakefield here in just a second. But first, let's go to Kevin in Silver Bow County, listening to 1370 KXTL. Kevin, thanks for the call. What's your thoughts?
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to let you know that there is a lot of blue-collar jobs available throughout the whole state. I don't know about every county right now. But I work in Gallatin County 7 days a week. There is no shortage of work out here right now.
Yeah, and what trades in particular? I've got a friend who's a plumber, and he said, look, for every 10 of us that are scheduled to retire in the next, you know, few years, there's only one to replace us.
I'm a drywaller, hand tape texture, and I'm in the same boat. I took 2 years off. After my dad passed away, I just went back to work this last month, and I'm right back in 7 days a week. Like, there's not a lot of us out here, and then when you're good, these builders just keep you busy.
Yeah. 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 Well, hey, thanks for calling in. Yeah, that's a great point and ties right in with what we're talking about here and what we've talked about, you know, several times here on the show because it's that important. All right. Well, let's jump right into it here. And Kevin in Silver Bow County, thanks for listening. Great to hear from you. Roger Wakefield, a 42-year plumbing veteran. He's a speaker, a coach, and the host of the Trade Talks podcast. He's got 1 million subscribers across TikTok and YouTube and 70 million likes between the two. We like to have you on the show. Roger, thanks for being with us.
Aaron, thank you for having me. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. So what do you think? Bye-bye college? Bye-bye college for how many? And how many kids are choosing this blue-collar path?
Well, the neat thing is the Gen Zers are starting to look at this. But I think that they're looking at it because all they hear about in the news is the unpaid student debt. And a person going into the trades in the next 4 or 5 years, from starting out to the next 4 or 5 years, could make anywhere between $250,000 and $300,000 in that amount of time. The person going to college is going to accrue, say, $50,000 to $100,000 in debt before they get out. And then when they get out, they're going to get an entry-level position And they're never going to get up to a position, unless they're an attorney, a doctor, or they do really smart things with their money, they're never going to be in a position to pay all that back in a timely manner. It's going to be over their shoulders forever.
Well, and even doctors and lawyers, I've talked with some, they're not getting, you know, the pay like they used to get compared to the debt that they rack up in order to become a doctor. And a lot of that's because of the way that our healthcare industry has been destroyed, of course, with big government over the past few years. But that's another topic altogether. Apparently, a 2023 Gallup poll said that only 36% of respondents had a great deal or quite a lot of confidence in the higher education system, which dropped from 57% in 2015. So that's practically cut in half.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, I mean, again, look at what we're seeing in the news. Look at what we hear. 80-something percent of kids that do go to college, when they get out and get a job, it's not what they went to college for. If you start as an electrician or a plumber or an HVAC tech today, and you do this for the next 4 years, when you get your license, you've done the exact thing that you've been learning for the previous 4 years. That's what you do for the rest of your life. And if you keep learning, you can grow up to manage companies, to manage big crews, to do a lot of different things like that.
Yeah, what kind of growth are you seeing out there right now? Not just in kids that graduate and then choose to go straight into the trades, but also those that are choosing, say, a two-year college focused on vocational studies or versus, say, you know, a traditional liberal arts degree or some other sort of a degree.
And I don't know the exact numbers. I'm not privy to all that. But what I see in here, because I'm like right now today, I'm down in San Antonio at a PHCC conference. And there's so many kids in here that are competing. And they're like, look, this was better than going to college. It was a smarter decision. And when you look at, you know, Mike Rowe, a couple of weeks ago in Atlanta, I was there, and he made a comment that in 2027, the United States is going to be short 550,000 plumbers 2 years from now. That lets people know, hey, there's plenty of jobs going to be available no matter where you're at. And I think that these are the things that these Gen Zers, they're watching the news, that they're watching people like me on TikTok or YouTube, and they're like, man, this really may be a good option. And I think they're finally starting to listen.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I've told our listeners, our oldest son recently graduated high school, and he did the Career Center, more vocationally focused program. So really interested in becoming a plumber or becoming an electrician, which is great. Very excited about that. You know, but then, you know, we kind of threw out, hey, what about the military? Now that we've got, you know, a commander in chief like President Trump and SecDef Hegseth and Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. And he said, well, maybe the Coast Guard. And so anyway, he just recently signed up for the Coast Guard to enlist in the Coast Guard. So we're excited about that. But part of why I was excited about that is because apparently, if you want to become an apprentice plumber or an electrician, there's very good incentives in place for veterans in particular. So I thought, yeah, go do some time in the Coast Guard, maybe get some good experience, good real-world experience, and then you can come back and jump straight into an apprenticeship or law enforcement or whatever, right?
No, I think that's amazing. I actually had an apprentice that worked for me that when he was deployed, he helped build barracks and do plumbing on it and stuff like that. I actually reached out to Lisa Hill at the Texas State Board of Plumbing Examiners, explained what he did. Now, there's some hoops he had to go through. He had to get his CO write a letter of recommendation saying, yes, he actually built and did plumbing and did all these different things. We got him credit for 2 years while he was deployed that went towards his plumbing license. So instead of it taking a full 4 years for him to get his license, it only took two.
That is awesome. That's incredible. Yeah, these licensure, you know, ability to transfer amongst states and veterans applying what they did on active duty to these types of licensure requirements or apprenticeships. It's so important. And I know that sometimes there's resistance from the establishment, but it's important. It's about recognizing the knowledge and the work that's already been done. Well, Roger Wakefield, it's been fun catching up with you here. Thanks to our friends at Fox News Radio for lining this one up for us. How can folks follow you on social media and hear more of what you have to offer?
Well, if they want to find more out about me, they can go to rogerwakefield.com or just go to YouTube, search the word plumbing, and scroll down and look for the big white mustache.
All right. Well, great to have you on Montana Talks. Thanks for being with us.
And thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on here. You have a great day.
Hey, you too. You too. All right. Speaking of Mike Rowe, yeah, Mike Rowe was on Fox News, I think, with Martha McCallum a couple of days ago. I've got that audio ready to roll for you. You know, it's our producer, Caden, we grab so much audio, so much content every day because you never know what we're going to talk about. And I thought I would have played the Mike Rowe clip on Monday. Never got to it, but, hey, ties in perfectly to what we're talking about here today. Let's go to Pam in Kalispell on the phone lines first. Pam, thanks for the call. What's your thoughts?
Hi. I just wanted to mention that I have a master's degree in analytics, but if I was a young person facing going to college today, I don't think I would do it simply because I would not want to funnel money into these liberal melting pots. And in addition to that, I am working with young people who are coming into the market who are self-taught with online resources, and they're proving their skills and they're getting the jobs. So I don't think people are going to find it necessary anymore.
Well, yeah, I mean, your point about how they basically destroyed their own reputations, it's exactly right. You know, if you were to tell somebody, well, I graduated from Columbia University, people would probably laugh in your face and scoff and be like, oh, my, really? Really? Oh, man. Gee, what's wrong with you?
Exactly. Exactly right.
I was trying to think. Go ahead.
I work for a company who's trying to figure out how to build a railroad on the moon. We built the James Webb Telescope. We have thousands of engineers, thousands of jobs open, too. So if you've got the skill set and you can demonstrate it, I suggest get out there and do so.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking, I just had to search this online. I'm pretty sure Charlie Kirk does not have a college degree. Who is one of the smartest young people out there influencing? Uh-huh. Who is schooling up kids and professors, by the way, on college campuses all across the country? Charlie Kirk. And he doesn't have a college degree, and yet look at how brilliant Charlie Kirk is.
And there's a lot of people that I work with who are brilliant who do not have degrees.
Yeah.
They could probably go in and teach, right? I mean, turn around tomorrow and teach because they're brilliant.
Totally. I think that's another step up that a lot of the trades education has as well, is because they pull people out of the private sector and say, hey, you guys know this stuff. Why don't you come teach? Maybe we should do that with more teaching categories and more classrooms.
You have that gentleman that's the head of the PUC on who is offering to teach someone to step into his shoes. I've done the very same thing. I have tried to find folks that I could
fill you. Yeah, that's great.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I'm becoming more and more cynical of those people that say that they are MAGA conservatives or MAGA Republicans or Trump supporters, and all they seem to want to do is find one difference that they have with Donald Trump and ignore all the transformational and consequential things that he is doing. And I figured out why. Everybody on social media, they want to draw attention to themselves. They want clicks. They want views. They want attention. And if it means that they have to say something more and more outrageous to get that attention, they're going to do it.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, I've been buying precious metals. Somebody gave me great advice. I'm so grateful every day that I did, and I've been doing it for decades. Every paycheck I get, no matter what, I put aside a portion of money to diversify in precious metals. Now, especially during uncertain times, remember the 2008 financial crisis. Who do I choose to make my gold and silver purchases with? What company do I now use? Who do I trust? Well, I've been partnering with a great company for 3 years. I am a customer. The company's called Gold Co. Gold Co. will send you right now a free 2025 gold and silver kit to learn more about diversifying with precious metals. Now, this kit from Gold Co. has been a huge help to me. I think you'll learn a valuable lesson. You'll also learn about their unlimited bonus silver offer. Now, you're not going to want to miss out. All you have to do is call, no obligation, 855-815-GOLD. or just go to HannityGold.com. That's 855-815-GOLD. Or go to the website HannityGold.com.
Fox Country.
Michelle Foligno. Chris Young is gearing up for the release of his 10th studio album, I Didn't Come Here to Leave, dropping October 17th. And he just revealed the full track list. The 14-song project features 11 tracks co-written by Young. He recently released the title track, I Didn't Come Here to Leave, along with the lead single, Till the Last One Dies, with more new music on the way. Young has also announced his first ever holiday tour, It Must Be Christmas, an acoustic evening with Chris Young kicking off November 20th. Country music is finally getting its own spotlight at the MTV Video Music Awards for the first time since the show launched. In 1984, the VMAs will feature a Best Country category. Nominees were announced Tuesday, with six country videos competing for the new trophy, including Morgan Wallen for Smile and Lainey Wilson with 4x4 by You. The VMAs air on CBS September 7th. That's Fox Country on Fox News.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Oh, shoot, it looks like we lost Grandpa Lou in Billings. Grandpa Lou was going to say something about the building trades. Grandpa Lou, call back in if you can, and we'll try to sneak you on before we wrap up the hour, 406-294-0970. We do have Connor in Bozeman on the phone lines, though. Connor, thanks for the call. What's your thoughts?
So this whole talk about not having to go to college and looking into the trades as career opportunities, I can relate to that a lot. So I did get a college degree and did work in tech for a few years and then was laid off from a tech startup. And I moved out here and took a job in a warehouse. So I took a massive pay cut coming out here to this new job, and I kind of thrived in that environment. I got promoted, and then I got a new job where I got promoted a couple more times, and now I went from working on warehouse floor to logistics and parts sales manager at a company here in Bozeman, and I'm making more money than I ever did with a job that, you know, I was based off my college degree. And right now I'm actually on my way to go sign a closing for a house, and I don't know how many single people with a college degree around the country can really say that right now, that, you know, they're able to afford a house or anything.
Good point. Maybe not even able to afford an apartment in Bozeman right now, let alone a house. Well, congratulations on that. You're off of the signing right now. That's a huge accomplishment, huge achievement. There's just something about owning your own piece of dirt.
Yeah. Well, and I would say with the college degree, I mean, the reason so many college-educated, I guess, educated in air quotes, are having a hard time finding jobs, I mean, people have been pressured and convinced that, oh, a college degree is the only way to go. It's the only way, you know, you'll ever be able to make a decent living. Well, now there's a huge glut of these college-educated people looking for jobs and not enough jobs for them. And we, you know, we have a huge trade deficit in this country. And if I could do it all over again, I would, you know, I would probably look into the trades like electrician or plumbing. I mean, those industries pay very well. I mean, I know a few people in those trades that make a really good living. And when, you know, when I was in high school, I graduated in 2013, and that was all I heard of: college degree, go to college, get a degree, you'll get a good job and all this stuff. And that just simply is not the reality, especially today.
That's crazy. You were still hearing that as recently as 2013, because when I was, graduating high school in 1998, that's all I heard back then. Crazy that they were still preaching that same message in 2013. Connor, great to hear from you. Congratulations on the new house. That is awesome. That's incredible. Let's see. Oh, Grandpa Lou is back on the phone lines here. Grandpa Lou online too. Grandpa Lou, what do you want to say about this trades discussion?
Hey, well, thank you for everything that you do, Aaron, and congratulations to your boy joining the Coast Guard. My grandson goes to the Career Center, and he was telling me that he wanted to take a beginner's electrician class, but there was no teacher, I don't believe, last year or for this next coming year. If there's anybody out there that would like to help out. I know there's just tons of kids.
Huh. Well, I know they have an electrician teacher, yeah, because he's the one who, my son was in the class, and, you know, they did all the electrical work on the student-built home this past year. I wonder if he's retiring, maybe, or also maybe they just need more teachers, right? Maybe the site's taken. Probably. Maybe the class was full or something like that, too.
And one good thing about them apprenticeships, they pay you to learn. So like the other gentleman said, you know, when you get out, and you graduate, or you get your plumbing license or electrician license, you're making $40,000 to $50,000 or more.
That's right.
They pay you to learn.
That's right. They pay you to learn. Yeah. Although I do have to say, you know, as somebody who got a liberal arts degree, I did love arguing with liberal professors. It was fun. I got to say, for me, that was fun. So arguing with
you, brother. I hear you.
All right, Grandpa Lou, you're a great patriot. Thanks for calling in. Good to hear from you.
From the
exposing the fake news in Montana, pretending to be nonpartisan, but look who is funding them. Yeah, the same people that fund the APR, kicking ranchers off the land here in Montana. Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. We talked about that story, I think, on Tuesday. Plus, what about the stunning admission by Montana Democrats in this leaked memo about getting foreign funding for their ballot initiative campaigns? What are we going to talk about Thursday? Why don't you tell us? Montana Talks, statewide, 9 to 10, right here.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals help fuel my love for acting. When people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.